Welcome to our podcast. This is Turner from Miss Herring's third grade class. Olivia Riley Libby and myself are your hosts.
It's May 16th, 2008, and we're recording a podcast for the first time ever.
We have a lot of great things planned for our podcast, and we hope you like what we've come up with.
In today's podcast, you will get to hear interesting facts, school news, and some funny jokes.
Warning, the jokes may not be that funny.
You'll also get to hear about wonderful websites, and the girls will get some advice.
Let's get things started off with Michaela, who's going to share some school news with us.
Thanks, Turner. School will be out in a little over 2 weeks. We still have lots going on, though. Here are some things to remember. May 20th, there will be no school. It will be Election Day. Go vote. May 26th, there will be no school because of Memorial Day. And May 30th is our last day of school. Yeah!
Now let's go over to Anthony, who's going to share our first joke with us. Hopefully, it will be funny.
Thanks, Olivia. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
There's no need to cry. It's only a joke.
Thanks for that great joke, Anthony. Now let's hear about a wonderful website from Brooklyn.
Thanks, Turner. The wonderful website I would like to share with you all today is iCarly.com. I like this website because you can watch it on TV and on the computer. There are super funny, awesome extras on the website. And you can also read a blog about Carly, Sam, Freddie, and Spencer. You can also leave comments on their blog. iCarly website is just like the one on the TV show, so it's really cool that you can actually visit it for yourself. If you like iCarly, be sure to visit www.icarly.com.
Great website, Brooklyn. Now it's time to go over to William, who is going to share a silly poem with us.
Thanks, Libby. The poem I'll be reading is called Love Struck by Emmy Mullins. Cupid is stupid. Look what he's done. He's made all the girls like us and ruined our fun. Before we could chase them and cause no fuss, but since Cupid got them, all the girls chase us.
Speaking of girls now, Kristen is going to share some amazing facts she found about our state of Kentucky.
Thanks, Riley. I'm going to tell you a few things you may not know about Kentucky. Amazing fact number one, more than $6 billion worth of gold is held in the underground vaults of Fort Knox, Kentucky. This is the largest amount of gold stored anywhere in the world. Amazing fact number two, a meteor crashed in Kentucky and they built a city inside of it. Middlesboro is the name of that city.
Ashlyn is up next with her advice for girls at school.
Thanks, Olivia. Girls, make sure you smell good because if you don't, you will get left out. Wear lotion or body spray, but always wear deodorant. If you go outside, make sure you don't get very sweaty, but if you do, deodorant comes in handy. Samples of deodorant and lotion in your pocket work for some of us.
Great advice, Ashlyn. Now let's hear a joke from Latarius. Here's hoping it's a good one.
Thanks, Turner. Here's my joke. What day do fish hate the most? Friday.
Thanks for the joke, Latarius. Now get ready to hear about another wonderful website with Adrian.
Thanks, Libby. The wonderful website I'd like to tell you about today is Webkinz.com. The reason I like Webkinz is that if you get one of the big ones from the mall, it can be pet of the month. You can play games like Hungry Hog and Zacky's Quest. You can also invite your friends over and enter your pet in the Webkinz Stadium. There's also a shop where you can buy stuff for your pet. Sending notes and gifts to your friends is fun. If you go to My Pets and click Dailykins, you can get free food and money for your pet. Be sure to check out Webkinz for yourself at www.webkinz.com.
Time for another silly poem. This time, Eli is sharing with us.
Thanks, Ray. The poem I will be reading today is called Humpty Dumpty Sat on the Pot by Linda Noss. Humpty Dumpty sat on the pot. Humpty Dumpty tinkled a lot. Now all the king's horses and all the king's men will never dress Humpty Dumpty in his diapers again.
Great job, Eli. Now let's hear our last joke brought to you by Corey.
Thanks, Olivia. Where did the cow go on Friday night? To the movies.
Speaking of movies, let's go to LaMaya now, who has a movie review for us.
Thanks, Turner. Hi, everyone. This is LaMaya with the movie review on the movie Prom Night. It is about this girl named Donna, and she was supposed to be having the night of her life. Her high school teacher that was obsessed with her had broke out of prison, though. And he was at her prom. He was doing everything he could to get to her. She started dreaming about him and seeing him in the mirror behind her every day. If you want to find out what happens, you have to see the movie for yourself. Tune in next time to hear what movie we'll talk about next.
Thanks, LaMaya. Now Trevor is going to tell us about a school science experiment.
Thanks, Libby. There is an experiment I have for you called color-changing milk. It's an explosion of color. Some very unusual things happen when you mix a little milk, food coloring, and a drop of liquid soap. Here's your materials. Milk, dinner plate, food coloring, red, yellow, green, and blue, dishwashing soap, Dawn brand works well, and Q-tips. Pour enough milk in dinner plate to cover the bottom. Add a drop of each color of food coloring to the milk. Place a drop of liquid dish soap on the tip of the Q-tip. Place soapy end of the cotton swab back in the middle of the milk and hold it there for 10 to 15 seconds. Look at the burst of color. It's like the 4th of July.
Cool experiment, Trevor. Don't forget to try that out, everyone. Now let's find some facts about hurricanes from Nathan.
Hi, this is Nathan. Did you know that in a hurricane, the wind is at least 74 miles per hour? When they come onto land, the heavy rain, strong winds, and heavy waves can damage buildings, trees, and cars. In the U.S., the official hurricane season is from June 1st to November 30th, but hurricanes can happen any time of the year.
Very interesting, Nathan. At Jesse Stewart, we have a new set of school expectations. To help us remember these expectations, we remember the word SOAR. Now, Jacob is going to remind us what SOAR stands for.
Thanks, Olivia. SOAR stands for Students and Staff Offer Encouragement, Act Responsibly, and Respect One Another.
Thanks, Jacob. Remember to SOAR at school, everyone.
We've reached the end of our podcast.
We hope you've enjoyed listening. Maybe we'll get to do this again sometime.
Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.